began discussing very briefly during Monday's Sicha, the challenge that the Gaonim and the Roshonim are faced with regarding the Memra of Rabbi Simloi, the very end of Maseches Makos, the Taryag Mitzvos Nemla Moshe Misina. And the difficulty is that how do you consolidate all the Tzivuyim of the Torah to have Taryag Mitzvos? If you look at the Ramban in the very beginning of Shorash Rishon of Sefer Mitzvos, the Ramban has two related sveikos. Number one, the Ramban writes the following: is this a given? Does everyone agree to this? The Taryag Mitzvos Moshe Misinai? Or could one argue, right, is this a machlokas? And this was the opinion of Rabbi Simloi. Is everyone bound to that? Is everyone necessarily bound to that? And then the Ramban writes a related suffix. Taryag Mitzvos, is that like the starting gate or is that the finish line? To begin with this Hilchasa, Ahalacha Moshe Misinai, that they're Taryag Mitzvos? If that really is true, like that's the starting point, that's our Mesorah, that's how we begin, right? Kabbalah Satorah, then everybody should be bound to that. And now you have to do years of work to find out what the Taryag Mitzvos are. Or maybe quite the opposite. Rabbi Simloi invested years and years and years and years of work and went through Kol HaTorah Kula, all the mitzvos, counted them up. Oh, and guess what? The conclusion is that indeed there are Taryag Mitzvos. If this was the concluding work of Rabbi Simloi, you know what? I could disagree with that. I could disagree with that. If that's like the starting point of Halacha Moshe Misinai, everybody is going to be bound to Taryag Mitzvos, to Taryag Mitzvos. Because the Ramban is bothered. You know, this is a Tosus and Sota and Daf Gimel as well. But when you look in Gimel Amud Aleph, Masechta Sota, the Gemara just like rapid fire. There are three cases where there's a machlokes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, whether this is a mitzvah, whether this is a reshus, in succession. Well, when it comes to the Parshas Sota, not Parshas Nasa, the Torah tells us with Kinyas Ishta. How do you translate that pasuk? A Baal is obligated to do so? There's a mitzvah to do so? What does it mean? It's a reshus. You know, a mitzvah to do so. Look, if this is really a suffix of an Eishas Ish, Shazinsa, who's Asura Habal, so he must do so. This is a mitzvah. That's Rabbi Kiva's position. This is a mitzvah. And Rabbi Shmuel says that no, you know, a Baal has the right. He has an option. But it's not considered to be a mitzvah at all. Oh, and then the Gemara tells us, I'll give you another example. When it comes to an Eved Knani, La'olam Bem Tavodu, is that a mitzvah or is that a reshus? Does it really mean, look, an Eved, if he goes out after Sheish? But you know what? An Eved Knani does not go out after Sheish, right? That can be La'olam Bem Tavodu. Or does it mean, no, what do you mean? La'olam Bem Tavodu means that it's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah. Ha'meshachar Avdo over Besei. No? You're not allowed to meshachar an Eved. Brachos Bem Zayin, Sokolam Ches. You're not allowed to meshachar an Eved. Oh, that's Rabbi Kiva's position. Mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel just says, no, it's a reshus. When the very beginning of Parshas Emor, that the Torah tells us, you know, typically a Kohen, of course, is not Matami Lameis, but if it's Krovim, Lo Yitama. Is that a mitzvah? Is that a reshus? How do you translate the pasuk? The Kohen must or the Kohen may? The Kohen must. It's a mitzvah. Right? The Kohen doesn't have a right, no. What do you mean? It's a mitzvah. Or do we say, no, that here, you can, you have that option. So guess what? So like in the series of like, you know, those couple lines of the Gemara, there are three cases where according to Rabbi Kiva, these are mitzvahs, that I said, according to Rabbi Shmuel, they are not. So Tosus raises the kasha, what do you do with Taryag Mitzvahs? What do you do with Taryag Mitzvahs? Well, yeah, that's the kasha of the Ramban. In other words, do I really have to argue that, you know, there must be much, much more to this? That's what Tosus writes in Sota. There must be, and it's not at all clear, but there must be three other mitzvos that Rabbi Shmuel is going to scream, and Rabbi Akiva is going to say, no, it's only Rishus. Because at the end of the day, you're going to have to balance out. So if they argue about three in this direction, there must be like a counterbalance. Tosus doesn't even tell us what the counterbalance is, but how can there not be a counterbalance? No? Well, that's an important chiddush. The Ramban writes, is that necessarily true? Or can I say Rabbi Shmuel had more mitzvos, let mitzvos, but the kasha of Taryag really is not an issue. It's not an issue. Well, that's a pretty heavy machlokas. I'll tell you according to the Rambam, just a fascinating teretz, and we'll see how, you know, but You know, when it comes to the Kinyas Ishto, maybe there are a couple of possibilities. First of all, you know, one could argue, this would be like the theme of today's shir, when do you count mitzvahs separately? When do you count things as pratei ha-mitzvah? You know, mitzvahs have parts. Mitzvahs have components. So when do you say, a component? No, that's a standalone mitzvah. When do you say, no, this is chelek mechelek ha-mitzvah? The Rambam has two shoroshim, shoroshi aleh, shoroshi beis. When do you say this is mitzvah achas? When do you say they're two different mitzvahs? You know, because like if you look in the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvahs, it's like really unclear. You begin, let's say, mitzvah yud, that's the mitzvah of kriyashma. Guess what the Rambam writes? There's one mitzvah of kriyashma. Pamayim b'choyim karnes ashma. Right, one mitzvah to read kriyashma twice. Right. Well, the Ramban doesn't say anything there, but the Ramban at the end of Sefer Mitzvahs writes, why is that only one mitzvah? Kriyashma should be two separate mitzvahs. U'v'shach u'v'kumecha. Why is that considered the one mitzvah? That's like mitzvah yud in the Ramban. Kriyashma. Mitzvah aleph is Tamat Torah. One mitzvah. Even though Gisim u'melayla. Then you have mitzvah yud beis yud gimel. That's a good hint. That's tefillin. Ram counts tefillin as two mitzvahs. Kriyashma is one and tefillin is two. In mitzvah yud aleph, Tzitzis, that's also a good hint, that the Rambam writes, Tcheles and Lavan is one mitzvah. Well, so like, it's very unclear, according to the Rambam, when do you say that, you know, oh, Tcheles and Lavan are elements of one mitzvah, but Tfilin are two separate mitzvahs? Kriya Shema, two elements of the same mitzvah? In other cases, not true? You know, so that itself is a very, very heavy issue. But maybe one could argue as follows, you know what? Whether even Kineas Ishto is a separate mitzvah or not, a chiyuv or a shos, but I'll count one mitzvah. One mitzvah is, you know, the parsha of Sota, Hashkos HaSota. You're right, that requires kinui and stira, maybe netuma, you know, a lot of details to the parsha of Sota. No, but midbar hey, but every step is a separate mitzvah. Like really, you're going to count every avoda of a karban, the shechita of the zricha kabbalah. Everything is a separate mitzvah for each and every carbon. So maybe one could argue whether Bikinyas Ishto is a chiyuv or a shus, but everybody's going to have in Sefer Mitzvahs the mitzvah of Sota. That's clear. Now, whether Bikinyas Ishto is a chiyuv or a shus, maybe that's the simplest answer. If you look in the Rambam, the very end of Hilchos Sota, there the Rambam writes of Chiddush, Mitzvahs Chachamim. That's a Chiddush. The Ram Paschal like Rabbi Akiva, Kis, there's a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah deraisa. Mitzvah's chachamim. And therefore, no one's going to count that in sacred mitzvahs. Not Rabbi Akiva nor Rabbi Yishmael. Even without coming on to chelik mechelik ya mitzvah. Ikini asoshtami deraisa is a right. It's a right. And maybe you have a chash, so therefore, mitzvah's chachamim. But what do you do with, you know, olam and tavodu, what do you do, la yitama, mitzvah. So I'll tell you just something really unusual. Now, look in the Rambam in those two cases. Olam and tavodu is reish lamed hei. Reish lamed hei in Sefer Mitzvahs. And la yitama is lamed zayin in Sefer Mitzvahs. So, you know what's like incredible about those Rambams? The Rambam writes the following. Person is a Kohen, Rachman Litzlan, he loses one of his relatives, Lo Yitama, he must be Matame Lemeis, because there's a mitzvah d'raisa Lo Yitama. Why exactly is that true? What does the Kohen accomplish when he's Matame Lemeis? Oh, you know what the Rambam writes? Because Avelus is d'raisa. The Rambam counts mitzvah Lamed Zayin, the mitzvah of Avelus, and as a function of Avelus, the Kohen is Mechal his Kedusha. In other words, the Rambam doubles up Avelus and Lo Yitama as a single mitzvah Lamed Zayin. So you know what? Even if I were to argue that Lo Yitama is only a Rishus, but Avelus is Daraisa. Maybe we can argue in terms of our details whether a Kohen who is an Avel has to be a time of the mace, but the Avelus of the Kohen is a mitzvah Daraisa. So the Rambam doubles up. You know what that would mean by doubling up? That there's no nafka minyan, minyan ha-mitzvahs, as to whether La Yitama is a mitzvah or whether it's Rishus, because I'm going to double up. And what do you do about La'om mem tavodi, you're going to double up. So guess what? The Rambam doubles up. The Rambam doubles up. What are you going to combine that with? No? Oh, you have an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani will serve you forever. But there's an exception, no? If Rosh Evarim, no? If you knock out one of the primary Evarim of this Eved Kanani, you're mechuyev to be mishachrin. The Rambam counts Yitzia Barosh Evarim Element Avodu as a single mitzvah in Reish Lamedei. Wow, that would mean that even if you hold Element Avodu is only Rishus, but I'm still going to have mitzvah Reish Lamedei. You know, there's going to be an interesting machlokas where we keep Rabbi Shmuel, whether mitzvah Reish Lamedei has two elements or one element, or whether mitzvah Lamed Zayin has two elements or one element, but everybody's going to have mitzvah Lamed Zayin, everything mitzvah Lamed Hei. Oh, so I'll tell you Chiddush, no? There's no nafkamina. When it comes to minyan mitzvahs in Rabbi Kim Rabbi Shmuel. I'll tell you a fascinating possibility, but this is wrong. No, but you know, when you look in the Mishnah Menachos, how many mitzvahs are tzitzis? How many mitzvahs? Rambam has mitzvah achas. You know, but there was one day in the Mishnah, arba tzitzios, arba mitzvahsayim. You know who is the Bala Memra? Guess what, Rabbi Shmuel? That's Rabbi Shmuel's Mishnah, no? Menachos Dav Chavzayin. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Wow, so that's pretty interesting, no? Rabbi Shmuel has three additional mitzvahs when it comes to tzitzis. No? We're missing three. And Rabbi Shmuel has three, you know? So that would be interesting. You know, so why is the Ramban so bothered, no? Like, it's a Mishnah, no? It's a Mishnah. There's a Ramban later on in Sefer Mitzvah, Shon Shir Aleph, the rest of the following. I want you to know, the Ramban just writes, when Rabbi Shmuel says that tzitzis are four mitzvahs, it doesn't mean it's four mitzvahs. It means they're in ma'akvin zeze. It means each one is independent. That I wouldn't say if you don't have one, you lose all four. They're independent. It doesn't mean the Ramban writes, because the Ramban writes, it certainly is not the case that Rabbi Shmuel would count tzitzis as four mitzvahs in Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's Mufurish the Ramban later, in Mitzvah Yerelev. That's why it's not right. No. But that's fascinating. So I'm telling you that one of the problems, one of the cases, each one requires a shir, kriya shma, tzitzis, and tefillin, each one of these, no? But one of the very, very relevant cases here is Parshas Truman, Parshas Tetzaveh, the chi of a building a mishkan, and a chi of a building a beis hamikdash, that has scores of tziguyim. So you're really going to count like everything separately? That's going to be way beyond our Rabbi Kiva Shmuel problem, no? Through the roof, no? You're going to, you know, that's like the Ram's Kasha, the Baha'i counts certain mitzvahs drabanan. The Ram writes, you're really going to count mitzvahs drabanan and sefer mitzvahs? You're going to way exceed. Imagine, every mitzvah drabanan is going to be karatari mitzvahs. So, that can't be. What do you do with these parshios? So the Rambam solves it like very simply. The Rambam writes, all of this is one mitzvah. Sefer mitzvahs mitzvachav, vasle mikdash v'shachanti besocha. One mitzvah. Vasle mikdash v'shachanti besocha. That's it. One mitzvah. That solves everything. You have to build the Mishkan, you have to build the Beis HaMikdash, you have to furnish the Beis HaMikdash, you have to furnish the Mishkan. So all the furnishings, all the kelim, all of that is included in. So good, the Parsha tells us, Vasu Aram, and to make a Shulchan, to make the Kiyur, to make the Mizbeach, all that's just the details. Chelek mechalki ha-mitzvah. Chelek mechalki ha-mitzvah. So everything's one mitzvah. So the Ramban doesn't say anything there. But the Ramban later, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, that's where the Ramban is masik. You know, in Mitzvah Chaf, the Ramban doesn't, the Ramban agrees with the Rambam. No, you read a little bit more. The Ramban really disagrees with the Rambam, but he's going to tell you his disagreement, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, because he thinks that's the Teretz. So that's why it's placed in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. So the Ramban is bothered. Wait a second. Why is Lulav, Esro, Hadassim, Rabbos, why is that one mitzvah? Why is Tefillin two separate mitzvahs? The Ramban explains, isn't that clear, no? The Rambam even refers you to this mitzvah, Shor Shiral, Shor Shibayz. You know why Tefillin are two separate mitzvahs? Because they're Eimak and Zezeh. They're ein makven zeze. They're independent. You don't have a tefillah shoyad. You still put on the tefillah shorosh. No? You know that tosus and brachos tavchaf, you make two brachos on tefillin? The Meneg Ashkenaz, it's mefurish and tosus, you make two brachos on tefillin, even if all you have, for example, is a tefillah shorosh. Wow. You know? It's not because, ooh, there are two, shoyad and shorosh, you make two brachos. No. Tosus, you make two on one. And the Rambam is the one who says one bracha on tefillin. Even though the Rambam holds the tefillin are two separate mitzvahs. Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. But good, they're two separate mitzvahs. But sometimes you can have a single bracha on two separate mitzvahs. Why are they two separate mitzvahs? Because they're independent. When it comes to Dalet Minim, you don't have an Esra, but there's a mitzvah Lulav. There's a mitzvah Lulav. There's no mitzvah Lulav without an Esra. They're Ma'akvin Zeze. So they're very simply, if they're Ma'akvin Zeze, that's Chelkei HaMitzvah. If they're Ein Ma'akvin Zeze, that's independent. There are two separate mitzvahs. So that's the kasha that the Ramban writes. What would you say about the kelim? The kelim. You have to make a shulchan, you have to make a menorah. The Ma'akvin says that. The Ma'ak says that. Don't make a menorah because you don't have a shulchan. Don't make a shulchan because you don't have a menorah. Of course there ain't Ma'akvin says that. And if there ain't Ma'akvin says that, the Ramban writes, you can't say it's all one mitzvah. Avos le'miklash v'shachanti b'selchem. That's exactly the Ramban's kasha. How can you say that this is all part of? What do you mean part of? They're independent. I would compare it to tefillin. I wouldn't compare it to dalet minim. Wow. What I would answer according to the Rambam is as follows. When I say ma'akvin zezeh, that's a clear indicator that it's one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah. So Dalet Minim is one mitzvah. When I say Ein Ma'akvin, does that always demonstrate two separate mitzvahs? Always, not necessarily. There are two models of Ein Ma'akvin. One model of Ein Ma'akvin is that they're completely independent mitzvahs. But there's another example of Ein Ma'akvin Zezeh. Let's say for whatever reason, a guy didn't say Kriya Shema last night. So I tell him, don't say Kriya Shema today, because of Shachu of Kumecha. No, they're Ein Ma'akvin Zeze. Oh, does that mean that they're two separate mitzvahs? No, the wrong concept is one mitzvah. Sometimes you can have Ein Ma'akvin, but it's a single mitzvah. Why is that true? Because sometimes Ein Ma'akvin means something else. It means this, the mitzvah b'shleimusa is this. But let's say you're missing that. Is that necessarily ma'akev? When it comes to chalitza, sefer mitzvahs, reishit zayin, chalitza, you have to do chalitza. Good, of course, no? You have to do rikika, you have to spit. You have to do the kriya saparsha. Let's say for whatever reason the spitting didn't occur. Oh, guess what? You know what? Rikika is not likuva. Ein ma'akvin. Oh, that means it's a separate mitzvah of rikika? I would count a mitzvah chalitza and a mitzvah srikika. You know what Ein Ma'akvin means? It means that even without rikika, the mitzvah chalitza is fulfilled. But the mitzvah bishleimusa is in its entirety. You know what the great chiddush of the Rambam is when it comes to Kriya Shema? This requires a separate shiur. That they're not two independent standalone mitzvahs, Kriya Shema of Arvis and Kriya Shema Shoshachris. But the mitzvah b'shleimus of Kriya Shema is u'b'shochu u'kumecha. Rostovichik said that's why the Rambam always emphasizes that very beginning was Kriya Shema. Pamayim b'chol yom karnes Hashma. You have to read Kriya Shema twice a day. It's not one and one. It's pamayim b'chol yom karnes Hashma. Interesting. Why that's true? Pamayim b'chol yom karnes Hashma. To the point that you know inochinami. If I read Kriya Shema night, not during the day, the mitzvah is impaired. I didn't fully fulfill the mitzvah Shema. Does it mean literally that ma'akvin zezeh? That if you didn't read it at night, don't bother doing it? No. You can salvage a kiyum, but the mitzvah, the shleimusa, is holistic. That pashub shat is the Rambam's understanding of Mishkan. The mitzvah, the shleimusa, of Oslim Mikdash v'shachanti b'socham is to have, right, a furnished house. Does that mean that without any one of the furnishings, that's it, you're done? Everything is likuva. The couch and the chair, everything is likuva. Even if you'll tell me that, yeah, when you speak about a furnished home, this is what it includes. But not every component is likuva. So that's Pashav Shana the Rambam understood. If you don't have the shulchan, it's like lacking rakika. In Achinami, it's true. The mitzvah b'shleimus of aslei miklash v'shachanti b'socham is not fulfilled. But it doesn't mean there's no mitzvah without. And therefore, the Rambam counts it as a single mitzvah. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban writes that you can't argue that the kelim are just part of the mitzvah aslei miklash v'shachanti b'socham. So now the Ramban has to explain why they're not counted separately, because even the Ramban agrees they're not counted separately. So that's why I mentioned on Monday, the Ramban has a very different approach, a very different approach. And that's why the Ramban has found the Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. Mitzvah Lamed Gimel is the Mitzvah of Levishas Bigdei Kohanim. And the Bahag disagrees with the Ramban. There's no such Mitzvah of Levishas Bigdei Kohanim. What, a Kohen doesn't have to wear a Bigdei Kohanim? Of course the Kohen has to wear a Bigdei Kohanim. He can't do Avoda without Bigdei Kohanim. There's a Mitzvah Savoda, and the Mitzvah Savoda demands Bigdei Kohanim. But in order to prepare yourself, lahach shiratz mal avoda, you have to don Bigdei Kohanim. But Levishas Bigdei Kohanim is not a separate standalone mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah of avoda. So the Bahag is not going to count it. So the Bahag does not count the mitzvah Levishas Bigdei Kohanim. Interesting, the Bahag does count a lav of mechusar bagadim. If a Kohen does avodah b'chusar bagadim, terrible. It's nisa daraisa. The Rambam is mamish the flip, right? There's a mitzvah levishas bigdei kohanim, and the Rambam doesn't count the isra of b'chusar bagadim. That's also surprising. Both are surprising, no? You know why Pashup Shat, the Rambam doesn't count the isra of levishas bigdei kohanim? Meaning that b'chusar bagadim. Because the Rambam writes, of course a Kohen has to a bigdei kohanim. Bizman, shebigdei nalehen. If you don't wear the Bigdei Kohanim, you're not qualified to do Avodah. If you're not qualified to do Avodah, you know what you're called? You're called the Tzar. Yeah, that's what the Rambam means. If you don't have the Bigdei Kohanim, it's like Yisrael doing Avodah. You're a Tzar. The Isser is not per se because of a Chusar Begadim. The Isser is that you're not a qualified Kohen Avodah. And one of the qualifications of a Kohen Lavoda is Bigdei Kohanim. The Rambam writes the same thing. It's really unbelievable when it comes to the need for a Kohen to have a Bris Milah. That if a Kohen doesn't have a Bris Milah, he doesn't have a full Kedushas Hagavra, Kedushas Kohen. So the Rambam says, Harezek his Zar Sha'ovat. Wow, Perak Vavavav Hispaya Mikdash. Like those like stunning Rambams. But the Rambam writes, Bigdei Kohanim is not a mitzvah. Bigdei Kohanim is a hechsher mitzvah. And it's not going to be counted. Wow. So we'll have to discuss that. Maybe next week. No. Whether Levishas Bigdei Kohanim is a mitzvah, whether it's only a hechsher mitzvah. Oh, but for us, the Ramban says, and that's the teretz to the kelim. That's the teretz to the kelim. Why do I have to have any one of the kelim? It's not a mitzvah in and of itself. Why do I have to have a sukkah? You know what the answer is? For the mitzvah of yeshiva the sukkah. So I'm not going to count Asiyas Asukah separately. Why do I have to have a Shulchan? Because there's an Avod of Lechem Apanim. Why do I have to have a Kiyur? Because there's a mitzvah of Kiddushin and Raglayim. So there's a mitzvah, and I'm going to count that mitzvah. But the Kalim that facilitate, oh, that's just a Hechsher mitzvah. It's not considered to be a separate mitzvah at all. So that's pretty interesting, no? Both the Rambam and the Ramban agree, I'm not going to count everything separately, but for very, very different reasons. According to the Rambam, it's all part of Chivik Mechelik Yamitzvah of Slimikdash. And according to Rambam, that's not true. And as I mentioned on Monday, that could be the Shitase in terms of the essence of the Mikdash. The essence. Because the Rambam refers to it, say, from Mitzvah Slimitzvah Chav as a base avoda. If it's a base avoda, you know, it makes perfect sense to me that the clay avoda should be part of Vosle Mikdash. Build a base avoda. So the clay avoda are part of it. But the Ramban, in the very beginning of Truma, describes the Mishkan Beis HaMikdash as a Beis HaShchina. It's to capture, to preserve Mamad Har Sinai. What does Lechem HaPanim have to do with that preservation? Seino Chinami, the Rambam writes that the need for the Shulchana, that's a part of Osle Mikdash. The Ramban says, no. Osle Mikdash means to build a Beis HaShchina. And you can have a Beis HaShchina without the clay avoda. But I'm not going to count the clay avoda because that's a Hechsher Mitzvah of the Mitzvahs. The Mitzvahs avoda. Well, I'll tell you like another Lishitasi of the Rambam. You know, when you look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Chav Dalet, there the Gemara tells us the following. You know what? You're not allowed to replicate the Mishkan the Beis HaMikdash. No? The Gemara has a drasha, lo sasun iti, right? Shmos chav chav. Lo sasun, do not make kedemush sham ashai. Don't make an image of those things that are my avod, are my avod. So for example, you know what, maybe in certain communities, yeah, that's a good idea. I'm going to build my house an exact replica of the Beis HaMikdash. No, that's going to be my, you know, great. So you know what? Guess what? My bayis is going to be like the Tavnis HaHechel. And my achsadra is going to be like the Tavnis HaUlam. And my chatzer is going to be exactly like the Azara. And my shulchan, ooh, we're going to, you know, wow, you know. So the Gemara says, those are Yisuri Daraisa. Yisuri Daraisa. These things are reserved for Mikdash. This is not something that a head yod should do. Wow. So that's what the Rambam writes. Nochos Beis HaBechira, Perek Zayin Halacha Yod. Va'asal Ol Adam. You're not allowed to do these things. To make your bayis like the Tavnis HaHechel. The Rambam says to make your achsadra like Tavnis HaUlam. You're not allowed to do these things. You're not allowed to do these things at all. Wow. So a Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Chav Dalet, a Rambam, Perek Zayin Halacha Yod, Nochos Beis HaBechira. Wow. So I've always mentioned, you know, that Chutam HaShulash Siman Yud, Ruchayim HaLajanar, the Iker Limud HaRambam is not only what the Rambam says, but where the Rambam says it. Where the Rambam says it. That's critical. You remember the joke? Yivam HaStav Dalek, no? The old timers? No? Okay. How do you know I say the Chalos HaSei? The Gemara says it's because of smuchim, right? Because the parsha of tzitzis, the parsha of shatnez are juxtaposed. So that tells you, ooh, the concept of asid ocharos haseh. The Gemara says, wait, but Rabbi Yehuda is not dorish smuchim. So how can that be? Rabbi Yehuda agrees to asid ocharos haseh. And if it's based on smuchim, Rabbi Yehuda is dorish a hekish, but not smuchim. Just because this is placed here, this is placed there, that's not a basis of a drasha. So the Gemara says, if you're not Dorish Smuchim, so how do you know what Sidiyah Chalos HaSei? So you know what the Gemara answers? You want me to tell it? The Afilu Mandalo Dorish Smuchim Ba'alma, even if Smuchim typically, right, is not relevant, the Mishneh Torah Dorish, no? Gemara, the Mishneh Torah Dorish, no? In Mishneh Torah, you have to be Dorish Smuchim, no? That's the joke, no? So, Rambam, Ruchem Lajner, no? Mishneh Torah, you're not going to be Dorish Smuchim. You're not going to look what the Rambam places this next to that. No, that's critical. That's critical. Mishneh Torah Darish. Good? So, Perek Zayin, the Felchus Beis HaMechira, the Rambam says, don't make this kli like this, don't make that kli like that. Not appropriate. What's the problem? What's the problem? Oh, so what is Perek Zayin of Felchus Beis HaMechira? So guess what? Perek Zayin of Chalev. Mitzvah Sasei Lehira Min HaMikdash Shenemar U'Mikdashi Tira'u. Mora Mikdash, Mora Mikdash. You have to revere the Mishkan. You have to revere the Mikdash. And if you're going to copy the Kalim of the Mikdash, that's a breach of Mora Mikdash, of Mora Mikdash. Wow. The Radvaj just makes the Ara. Oh, you see from the Rambam that the Kalim is part of Mora Mikdash. The Kalim, I understand, maybe if I build my whole house like the Azara, okay. But I make my table like the Shulchan, why is that a breach of Mara Mikdash? I would say, that's really the Shitase. Because the Rambam writes, V'osoli Mikdash is not limited to the outer structure of. It includes all the Kalim. So if you mistreat a Kli, you know, I'm going to walk around the Mashal, the Teradvaz, with Shavito Shamelech, you know? I'm going to walk around with the scepter. You know, I'm going to make a throne. You know, the king's going to take offense. Like, the throne is for the melech. The throne is not for you. You're going to go ahead and make in your house these things. These kalim. The kalim is a breach of Mora Mikdash. Mora Mikdash. That I think is the Shitase. And the Ramban, Heksha. So I'll tell you the following. The Ramban, now is bothered. Because what do you do about Aram? That's what bothers them. Parshas Truma, also Aram. What do you do about Aram? Because if the only reason, this is the Ramban's Kasha, and what the Ramban says now is the reality. If the only reason I'm not counting Shulchan and Kiyur is because they're a Hechshar Avoda, what are you going to do with the Aram? The Aram is a Hechshar Avoda? What in the world is the Avoda's Aram? In Bayesheni, when the Aron was not the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the same Avodas Yom HaKippurim continued. What's the Avodas Aron? So if I'm not counting simply because something is a Hechsher Mitzvah, what do you do with Aron? So you know what the Ramban writes? I admit, I'm Oded. In my Chesh Ben Tarjag Mitzvahs, I'm going to have a Mitzvah of Asu Aron. Well, I'm going to have such a Mitzvah of Asu, but the Ramban writes. Because the only reason I don't count everything else is because, you know, according to the Rambam, one could argue that certainly is part of Osli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socha. Maybe you can't even have the Kedusha Mikdash without the Aron somewhere. But the Ramban who writes, I'm not going to count because of Avoda, Hechsher, that doesn't apply to the Aron. So if you ask me, is Asiyas Aron unique? So I'm going to tell you number one, according to Ramban, unbelievably unique. But also, Aron is a mitzvah. And the Asiyas Shulchan is not. Well, number one. Number two, now I'll tell you an unbelievable Ramban in Parshas Truma. Right here. You know what the Ramban is bothered by? You know, there's a big difference between Va'asu as opposed to Va'asis. And what's the difference in Lashon Yachid versus Lashon Ani? So here, this is found throughout the Gemara, but the difference, it may sound a little ironic, but the difference is this. You know, when it comes, for example, to a Sfiras HaOmer, Menachah Samachim, the Gemara says, everyone has to count the Omer. U'Sfartem. Everyone has to do so, the masses. Everyone has to do so. Sfir L'chol Echad Yechad. What about when it comes to, let's say, counting the years of the Ovel? V'safarta lecha, Parshas Bar, Sheva Shavshel Shonim, you don't have to count. V'safarta lecha, what does lecha mean? Klal Yisrael has a single unit. A single unit. What does that mean, Klal Yisrael has a single unit? So you know what that means? Bezdin. The Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, that represents Klal Yisrael. So guess what? Tosos writes, but it's pretty like stunning, no? Tosos writes right there, Menachos Samachay, that we count the days done with the bracha, and Bezdin counts the years of the Yovel with the bracha. Bezdin convenes yearly to count the year of the Yovel with the bracha. Wow, that's Tosos Hashita. It's a mitzvah sphere on Bezdin. And therefore, because B'Safarta Lecha, as opposed to Sfartam Lachem, well, Raman is a suffix about that. But Tosus is mafurish, that the Sanhedrin counts the year of the Yovel with a bracha. That's the difference between lacha as opposed to lachem. When it comes to Dalet Minim, the Torah tells us again, ulekachdam lachem. That's a drush of the Gemara, Sukkah Mem Aleph. Lekicha biyad kol echa v'echa. Lachem means everyone. Because maybe one could have thought, maybe Lulav and Esrog is part of Avodas HaMikdash. Because Lulav and Esrog did have a major role in Avodas HaMikdash. No. Lekachtam lachem, everyone. And you're right, there is a unique kiyum to Dalet Minim and Mikdash. The mitzvah daraisa and Mikdash is called Shiva. But there is a mitzvah begluin for everyone. How do you know for everyone? Lachem. Lekicha biyad kalecha biyecha. This is a common difference. You know, the Vilna Gaon expresses it, it sounds like ironic, but it's emes. You know, to use lamdasha terms, if something is v'loshen rabim, it means it's a chovas yachid. And if something is v'loshen yachid, it's a chovas harabim. That's what the Gaon writes, no? If it's v'loshen rabim, that means everyone has to do it. You know what we call that? In lamdas, a chovas yachid. That's a personal obligation. And if something is in the singular, that means it's a chovas hatzibur. So the tzibur has to do it. The tzibur has to do it. Wow. So the Ramban right here, no? The beginning of Truma. What would you say about Kalim? Is that a chovas hayach or is it a chovas hatzibur? So you know what I would have said? Look, you know, Kalim, the need to have a shulchan, the need to have the kiyor, the need to have a menorah, like really everyone. Especially according to Ramban, it's a hechsha mitzvah of avoda. The tzibur is mechuyev to go in to engage in avoda, and making the kli is part of the hechsha ha'avoda. Makes perfect sense to me. That would be a chovas hatzibur. So guess who says it is? The Ramban. And the Ramban writes, that's why the Torah says va'asisa. It's like counting the yovel. That Tzibur has to see to it that, you know what, that you have a shulchan, you have the kiyor, you have the menorah. Great. Our own is not a hechsher avoda. Our own is a standalone mitzvah. So Ramban, the separate mitzvah, realize it's a separate mitzvah. And now the Ramban doesn't put all together, but the Ramban here in the beginning of Shomer is the following. Guess what? Whoa. All of a sudden, when it comes to Aron, uniquely, the Torah says, Va'asu Aron, not Vasisa Aron, Va'asu Aron, Blashen Rabin. Why exactly is that true? Ah, that's Akasha the Ramban. Why exactly is that true? It's pretty unbelievable. So you know what the Ramban writes? Because the Aron is not Avoda. The Aron, the Ramban writes, represents, the primacy, the chashivos HaTorah. It means you have to have a hand in creating the Aron, which houses the Sefer Torah, houses the Luchos. And that, the Ramban writes, language of the Ramban is Yavo Kulam. Everyone had to be Mishtatev. You could take a pass on the Shulchan, but you can't take a pass on the Aron. And then the Ramban writes, so how did that happen? How did everyone participate in Asiyas Aron? The Ramban has like three possibilities. There's some Shiazu LeBitzalo Ezer Ma'at, some hands-on, helped Bitzalo in the process. Wow. And there are others, Shiyisnadvu, that they gave the materials for the Aron. And what about like everybody else? You know, the Ramban writes, Musar, no? Yechavnu L'davar. You know, a mindset, a consciousness. Kavana Saleh, wow. The mindset, the consciousness to link to the Torah Hashem, that's the kiyum of Asaron. And everyone has to do that. You know, the Aron is something that has to relate to everyone. How you relate to it, you know, we'll have some options. But that's like a magnificent Lashitasi Ramban. Aron is standalone, Aron is separate. Aron is the Cholech HaVeyachad. Yavu kulam, yasku b'torah. That's what the Ramban writes. So here I'll tell you something which I think fits in very, very nicely. If I were to ask you, like, what is the role of the Aron? I think the answer is that there's a twofold purpose to the Aron. Two dinei ha'aron. Two halachas. Number one, I will tell you is the following. Let's say the most basic. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai. He has the luchos, no? Don't you have to house the luchos? Like, don't you have to, like, house luchos? But let's say there wouldn't have been a tzivui of asamita shoshachati v'zocha. Let's say, Makoros and Chazal, Nerush Tanchuma, the tzivui of Mishkan was a response to the Chet HaEgel. Well, let's say there wouldn't have been. You wouldn't need an Aron? You wouldn't need an Aron? Of course you need an Aron, no? Moshe Rabbeinu has the luchos. What, you're just going to put them on the side? You need the Aron to house the luchos. When you look in the Devarim Parshas Ekev, the Torah describes Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai, and he constructs an Aron for the luchos. Nothing at all to do with Parshas Truma. You have to house the luchos. So I'll tell you, you know, one role of the Aron is to house the luchos. That's clear. And I'll tell you, but there's another dimension to the Aron. The bottom line is, we have a mitzvah of Slemikdav Sheshachanti B'Sochon. We have to have a Mishkan. We have to have a Beis HaMikdash. And the Aron plays a central role in Mishkan of Beis HaMikdash. Almost to the point that maybe without an Aron you can't have it. Or Soloveitchik once suggested, like unusual, the Ram goes out of his way, Perek Da'adam Hilchos Beis HaBechira, to describe, even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but Shlomo Melech knew it would be destroyed, and he built underground chambers to house the Aron at the time of the Chorban, and the Rambam attests to the fact that that's where the Aron is today. The Aron is today in the Malka Mikdash. Rabbi Soloveitchik was so fascinated. This is fascinating. But why is it so relevant, Halacha? No? It's fascinating. But why is this Hilchos Beis HaBechira? Maybe I'll tell you the following, that the Kedusha HaMikdash requires an Aron. A me'ein, Rav Soloveitchik used to argue, a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses requires an Aron. You have like a davening room, it doesn't have a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. But the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is comparable to Kedusha Mikdash, that it houses the Aron, it houses the Sefer Torah. It doesn't have a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, even if you daven there three times a day, without the Aron and the Sefer Torah. So no doubt, the Aron plays an essential role in Mikdash. I get that. But you know what? Even without Mikdash, it plays an essential role because of Parshas Ekev. So it's fascinating that there are two parshiyos of Aron. Parshas Truma, Parshas Ekev. I would tell you that's not incidental. There are two Dinei HaAron. There are two Dinei HaAron. There's the Aron in terms of Mikdash, and there's an Aron of Shmiras HaLuchos. And that's why you have the two parshiyos of. Now I'll go a step further. I'll tell you the following. Obviously, this is not the whole answer, but I'll tell you this, that you know what? It's interesting that the Aron is made up of two different materials, of Atzei Shittim and Zahav. What does that indicate? So maybe I'll tell you the following, that you know what? It's not coincidental that there are two parshios of Aron, there are two Dinei HaAron, and there are two materials of the Aron. You have like the Atzei Shittim and you have the Zahav. And if you'd ask me, what does that correspond to? I would tell you the following. I would say there's one aspect of the Aron to house the Luchos. For that, Atzei Shittim. Atzei Shittim. Why would I say that? That the Aron to house the Luchos is Atzei Shittim. Because take a look in Parshas Ekev. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai with the Luchos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe Rabbeinu to build, to construct in Aron. Eitz. It's beforeish, no? Eitz. No Zahav, no Zahav, no Zahav. Now one can think about the symbolism of that. You know that, yeah, the vibrancy, the growth, you know, Beitz Chaim, okay? But bottom line, Moshe Rabbeinu's Aron was an Aron Eitz. Oh, now I'm going to tell you something else. But you know what? I want you to take that Aron and incorporate that into Mishkan of Beis HaMikdash. Well, I'm going to tell you, you know what? It doesn't surprise me that, you know, it should be like overlaid with gold, you know? After all, you know, the menorah, the mizbach haktores, the primary kelim are clay zahav. So, b'toras mishkan and mikdash, doesn't surprise me that in addition to the aronates of housing luchos, if you're incorporating this into, oh, so then, zahav. So I'll tell you, you know, there are two parshios of Aron. There's a dual role of Aron. Shmiras haluchos and mikdash. There are two materials of Aron. Atzei shittim and zahav. And maybe there is that correspondence. Let me ask you about the earlier question. Chovas yachir, chovas tzimur. Chovas yachir, chovas tzimur. If there are two dinei ha'aron, two parshias of aron, two materials of aron, and I ask you, like, is this or are they a chovas yachir or chovas tzimur? Like, what would you say? So you know what I would answer? That to the extent that Aron is midine hamishkan, midine hamikdash, that's like all the other kelim. No? That's like all the other kelim. The chiyuv to have the clay hamishkan mikdash is a chovas hatzibur. But to the extent that the Aron is shmiras haluchos, yavu kulam, that's something everybody has to do. You have to preciously safeguard the luchos. But that's only a chovas hatzibur. That's something which is a chol echad v'echad. So I'll tell you then the following. So there are two parshios of Aron, two dinei ha'aron, two materials of Aron. And now an interesting chiddush, that one is a chovas yachid, one is a chovas hatzibur. So now I'll tell you, you know, you look back a little bit, something unusual. Well, in the beginning of Parshas Truma, Va'asu Aron, with Ramban, Va'asu, everyone, Yavo Kulam, no? Yavo Koviyasku Baron. What is Va'asu Aron, Atzei Shittim. Ooh, the Pasuk only mentions eights. Wow. Vasa or Natsi Shiti. You mean only gold? No, of course you need gold, no? You have to overlay with gold. The next pasuk, no? It's a piece of so zahav. Don't forget the gold. But look at the pasuk, no? Vasa, vitsi pisa. Vasa, vitsi pisa. You ever notice the flip from Lashon Rabbin to Lashon Yachid? No, vasa, vitsi pisa. That I think is done. Because V'asu aronatze shittim. That's the Ramban's. Right? V'asu aron. That's Yavo Kulam. That's atze shittim. That's Parshas Eike. The aron eitz. Tzipiso sozov is midin hamikdash. They make just like the klei hamikdash. But the Ramban writes, that's a chovas hatzibur. That's a chovas hatzibur. So, v'asu aron atze shittim. And all of a sudden, v'tzipiso. I think that jump is something which is pretty incredible. Well, I'll tell you that there's even a further shita. The Rambam writes everything is one. Masle mikdash shachanti b'sofon. The Ramban writes, I disagree about Aron. Aron is a separate standalone mitzvah. No. Again, this is sefer mitzvahs mitzvah chav, and the sugya of the Ramban it's lamed gimel. You know, in the beginning of Yara Chazaka, the Rambam has a minyan hamitzvos, right? The sefer hamitzvos, you know. In the very beginning of Yara Chazaka, the Rambam has a minyan hamitzvos. I will tell you, you know, that minyan hamitzvos is something that's so critical, not only because it lists the Targum mitzvos, but I'll tell you this. You know, whenever you learn any one of the mitzvos HaTorah, it's always critical to assess what is the heart and soul of the mitzvah. What's the essence of the mitzvah? And what are what I would call prate hamitzvah? Prate hamitzvah. Because when it comes to mitzvos, you know, Iker and Tafel is not like just the halachin ochos brachos, no? There's certain things that are, you know, front and center. and there's certain things that are more peripheral. Like, for example, there's a big difference between chalitza and rakika. No? Chalitza is essential to chalitza. And rakika is chelek ha-mitzvah. If someone's going to ask you, is chalitza ma'akev chalitza? You're kind of going to look at them and say, it's not chalitza without chalitza. Is rakika ma'akeves? Guess what? The answer is it's not. No? So, rakika is prate ha-mitzvah. But the shorish ha-mitzvah is rakika. And that's true as chalitza. That's true when it comes to, you know. So when you look in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah, sometimes it's hard to tell. Because in Sefer Mitzvah, like the Rambam will mention Prate HaMitzvah also. But what's incredible about the Minyan HaMitzvahs is the Rambam is going to only devote like a few words, like one line to a mitzvah. There you can always get a very good sense from the Rambam what is the Ikar HaMitzvah and what is considered to be Prate HaMitzvah. Right, whenever you look at the mitzvahs, what does the Rambam include? What does the Rambam omit? Because the Rambam's not going to tell you the details of every mitzvah. So that's always important. So mitzvah chaf and sefer mitzvahs, the Rambam writes the mitzvahs to mikdash. So the Rambam here in the mini mitzvahs, also mitzvah chaf, they always correspond. No? Live in no space ad achira. Live in no space ad achira. The Ramban is masik and sefer mitzvahs. What are the hasagos and mini mitzvahs? The Ravid. The Ravid is masik. The Ravid says, I disagree. The Ramban's disagreement was Aram. The Ravid's Hasag is something else. Now, the Lama Hiniach Livnos Mizbach Avonim. Why doesn't the Ram have a separate mitzvah of the Mizbach Achitza? Wow. That's an interesting Hasag, you know? Those few words of the Ravid. How can the Rambam leave out the Mizbeach? The Ram doesn't count anything. Now the Ram says, build the Beis HaMikdash with all the Kalim. What about the Mizbeach? I understand the Ramban. What about the Aron? Because Aron is not Klei Avoda. So the Ramban is bothered by Aron. The Ravid is Masi. No, I agree with the Ramban, but there should be one more mitzvah. One more mitzvah is the Mizbeach. Wow. Why does like the Ravid like pick on the Mizbeach, no? If Kalim are included, they're included. If Kalim are not included, they're not included. So I'll tell you, I think what's driving the Ravid is the following. Guess what? The very end of Parshas Yisro. No? Mizbach Adama Tasali. The very end of Parshas, before Parshas Truma. Standalone, not related to, before Mosley Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Sofa. Before Mosley Mikdash. We already have it tzivui, Mizbach Adamatas. That's why the Ravid's Hasag is Mizbach Adama. No, not the Mizbach Haktores. Mizbach Adama. Why? What happened to that? Why? Because, number one, that's mentioned separately in the Chumash. Not as part of Osei Mikdash. And it's even mentioned, number two, before, as though, even if we didn't have Vosley Mikdash Veshachanti Besocham, there would be a tzivui of Mizbeach. Wow. And I'll tell you the Chiddush of the Rambam, this Rambam you know, Nohoch Hesbeis HaBechira, Perek Vav, Halacha Tesvav. Guess what? Makrivim Karbanos Afal Pi Yishin Abay Yizmonui. You can offer Karbanos even without the Binyan HaMikdash. The Rambam writes, Kedushas HaMikdash, yes. You don't have to have the physical structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, so the Ravid there is Masi. That's pretty fascinating. No? I understand what the Rambam could say is true about everything, but not about the Mizbeach. Nasagas the Ramban, about everything, but not about the Aron. As you see, as you go through the Parsha, analyze these things. I think it's an important yourself that merges the Ramban, the uniqueness of the Aron in two elements. A mitzvah beis me'atzma, and a mitzvah, I'll call it yachid v'yachid v'fne'atzma. Maybe that's indicative of the two dinim, the two halachas. Right? And maybe all of this reflects just on a prime emphasis of Aron and Mikdash. To what extent is it considered to be? Yis avoda, yis hashchina, right? Whether one can compare right, the siyas Aron to the siyas of Shach. Okay. If Hashem will continue Sunday, Sirtut, right? See if you can chazer that. Now those were some complicated alignments, no? So think about it. Have to see how everything left fits together. The one halacha, the two halacha, the bigger.
What
daf
in
Shiro?
I mean, the
four of them.